Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James. I'm joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
And Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good one. Wonderful 8 o'clock hour. That was a lot of fun.
It was.
We're going to keep that momentum going into the 9 o'clock here with some entertainment news. A little bit later, we're going to get into a fun one. 15 things we miss about being a kid.
Woo!
Mm-hmm. That'll be coming up a little bit later. And I've got this really exciting conversation I want to have with the two of you. It does start off with sports, but we'll get to it. It's going to be fun, I promise. It'll be coming up a little bit later. But for right now, we're just going to touch on some entertainment news real quick for you. And sources say, this is something that has been coming up with The Rock for a little bit now. The Rock has been late for some things. There's reports that he's chronically late to various projects, and it's been causing a lot of concerns for him in the industry. Mm-hmm. And it's part of the reason why his star has faded a little bit over the last 4 to 5 years.
Okay.
His movies have been doing as well. He hasn't had the hits that he's had. And all you got to do is listen to The Rock to hear how his movies have not been as big as they're supposed to be and all this, which I don't know.
Interesting, yeah.
So, for instance, when he was filming Red Notice back in 2020, his lateness caused a rift between him and Ryan Reynolds, supposedly to the point that Ryan had to tell him he was affecting the shooting schedule. And this was during COVID, when there was strict protocols that already made it difficult. Sources say the issue wasn't as bad as some media outlets are making it to be. They got past it enough to do Red Notice 2. However, it should be noted, Ryan Reynolds, while he is a funny guy and known for, you know, a lot of things, Welcome to Wrexham, all this stuff, one of the most professional actors in the game. Like, on time, last person to leave, stays late, goes above and beyond, does things for free. Ryan Reynolds is part of the reason why you see Ryan Reynolds work so much is because of all these factors, not just that he is incredibly talented. The Rock, on the other side of this, has gotten work because of his name, and that's starting to fade. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be interesting to see how this goes.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, The Rock is currently in production on a Christmas action movie called Red One for Amazon. And insiders say his tardiness has caused the budget to balloon to over $50
million. Whoa.
Supposedly, he could be up to 8 hours late at any given shooting.
What?
And
hours?
One source says there's a producer on set that has said Dwayne truly doesn't care and we will not be working with him again.
Wow.
Amazon is denying some of these reports because it doesn't really help promote the movie.
No, it doesn't.
A movie that has not even been finished filming yet to promote.
Mm-hmm.
But this stuff is coming out in droves right now. Mm-hmm. This is what happens. This is karma. You know, I don't care who you are. Everybody in the world knows how I feel about Robin Williams. If this was Robin Williams in this role, I'd be saying the same damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't do this. There is no star. There is no talented person on the planet worth this.
Mm-hmm.
I will take the person who is there day one and giving everything they got over talent any day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in entertainment, that's in sports, that's in everything.
It's in everything. It's any job. You can't do that. You can't. I mean, it's. Yeah, I know it's different in terms of entertainment because these are people that are famous. A lot of people know who they are, and they're very well compensated. I mean, the top. Let's just say that the top are well compensated for their thing. But you can't. No, you can't do that.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. That just messes it. 8 hours.
Eight hours. I've seen. We've all seen, especially in the last 10, 15 years, a lot of people lose their careers over silly things. I can't think of. It's one of the more sillier things of something that you can control.
Control, exactly.
And you don't have to do. And this is part of why your star is fading. Like
yeah.
that. I couldn't imagine working so hard to get to this point, getting to the level he is at. The love that man has.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's very hard, at least up until a year ago or two, it was pretty hard to find somebody that didn't like The Rock.
Yep.
This is one of the quickest ways to destroy that.
Yeah.
So I thought that was an interesting story. I wanted to touch on that. I got another one that I thought was kind of cool here. Enough colleges are offering classes on Taylor Swift and Beyonce. And there's a number of those out there. We've touched on some of them. And a curriculum. Now, here's one for the rest of us. Vermont State University is offering a course on Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, no. nice.
Professor Brian Warwick says, quote, Al Yankovic's work is not just about the parodies. It's also about his tribute to pastiche songs.
Yes.
Where it's actually an original work of Al Yankovic, and mm-hmm. he's paying tribute to another artist.
Yep.
The course will analyze what makes a good parody, how to pay tribute to another artist, Al's lyricism, and the context of the world when the songs were written.
Yes.
That's an interesting part of there. Warwick says, quote, it just gives us an avenue to start studying the 20th century and pop culture in the 20th century.
Yes.
So while it is a Weird Al kind of named after Weird Al, it's really, really diving into pop culture and a lot
right,
of that.
Right. And you see that a lot with courses, especially like in culture and stuff like that. They'll focus on one thing, Weird Al, or, you know, like Taylor Swift or something like that. But they're not just studying the artist. They're studying the context they're in, the culture that, you know, created them and what they created in return, that kind of thing. So it's much more than just, let's talk about Weird Al songs, you know.
I heard him talk about this in an interview before, about the difference of a parody and what he
and
does.
And a pastiche.
And
yeah.
a pastiche and yep. everything. And it's really kind of interesting. It's kind of yep. cool. And you really do have to be creative. Like, it's not just sitting there and coming up with, oh, okay, beat it, eat it. Like, it's not just that.
No, it's not.
For one, you've got to master this. Well, it should be noted, Weird Al Yankovic never parodied a song that he didn't ask the artist if he could.
Right. Which he didn't have to do.
Did not have to.
You do not have to do that.
There's nothing about it that had to. I always think that's really noteworthy about his career.
Exactly, yeah.
And it just as noteworthy that we wouldn't have heard these songs if those artists didn't okay it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's pretty cool, too, where there's a lot of artists like Michael Jackson and some of those that mm-hmm. don't necessarily have the greatest name. That is kind of cool that they did that. I think those things are noteworthy, too. And it's just the idea of also, okay, I'm going to do this song, and everybody's got to know it's Beat It, but I can't do Beat It. I can't use those exact words, those right. exact lyrics, or even notes or songs, because copyright issues.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to work around copyright issues creatively, it's one thing to be a songwriter and to write a song and an original and all that. It's a completely different thing, I would think, to be able to do something like this. It's just a different art form.
It
I'm
is.
Not saying it's better or worse or anything like that. It's just something I really respect,
right.
even if I don't listen to his music anymore or anything. I haven't since I was 13, probably, to be honest. But I respect him so much.
Yeah. And it's fascinating. This is actually a really good lens to look at this stuff, because a lot of his stuff is of the time. Okay. A lot of his joke, like for instance, he does a parody on Our Love's in Jeopardy by the Greg Kin band. I Lost on Jeopardy, at a time when Jeopardy was like first coming out, was really popular and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's a great way of looking at, well, what was going on at this time? What was big in pop culture? Because he spoke to a lot of that, which is really interesting.
I Lost on Jeopardy.
Yes.
Baby.
Got Don Pardo on it, too.
Ooh.
Right, Al?
That's so good. So
you
good.
Win the humiliation of... No, it's great.
I would definitely... I hope they offer that online. I'd love to take that class. This is the last show of the week that we're going to be together, the gang and I. So what I wanted to do was get into the WBAs a little bit with you guys, as
okay.
that is going on this weekend. So let's go ahead and let everybody know what the WBAs are. The Wisconsin Broadcaster Association has been doing this for many, many years,
mm-hmm.
Where they award Wisconsin radio stations and shows, highlighting them, promoting radio, supporting mm-hmm. radio,
yep.
WBAs.
And TV stations.
And TV stations.
TV
Thank
too,
you,
yep.
Melissa. I knew I should mention that. I really appreciate what they do. And
mm-hmm.
and I have never, like, I've gotten the newsletter. I've paid attention to the WBAs for a very long time. Being honest with the audience, I never for one second have ever thought about winning in one of those awards or even the award categories or anything, to be
right.
honest with you. It wasn't something that was in my radar. This is a busy job. It's a 24/7 job. It's something that you got to keep. So, you know, spending bandwidth on awards wasn't something I ever did.
Mm-hmm.
With Civic Media, we have a new company here over the last couple of years. We have a young company. One of the ways to get noticed is to get nominated for awards. And
right.
just throw your hat in a ring,
yeah.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we were asked to do this, and thanks to the great work by our team behind the scenes, it's starts with Chuck Gennaro and the great work that Chuck was doing, getting this stuff filed in, helping us stay on point, helping us understand how to categorize or how to find category, what to categorize, and all those things.
Exactly.
How long things needed to be. I have to send a humongous shout out to Melissa and Seth and the amazing work that you guys did on this front and all that you did to make it to this point. I appreciate that so very much, what you guys did. We're not in this point without you two. Just point blank. We're not here without you two. That needs to be said. Mm-hmm. And I don't want it ever to be law. I don't want to normalize how different this station has been since adding you two to it. We are better for it.
Thank you.
Awards or not, we are better for it. And our listeners are, and that's the most important part. Mm-hmm. All of those factors and all of those things, and here we are where this Saturday the WBA Awards are going to be taking place, and our team is going to be there. I do have to, and I don't mean to do this on the air, but I just realized I'm about to. I don't know if I will be there with you guys. I planned on being. My parents are doing kind of rough, being honest with the audience, and I don't know how confident they feel me being overnight out of town for a weekend, but we'll see. We're going to play that by ear and see how that goes. More importantly, you guys are going to be there. From what I understand.
Yep.
And you all can be there. You all can watch. That's you all right. can take this in. Mm-hmm. This is going to be live streamed, so you can go ahead and catch it live. You can go to wi-broadcasters.org, wi-broadcasters.org, or if you just type in your search bar, Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, you will find it.
Yep.
This is going to be a fun one, and we are... Gang, we are representing. All right. I want to take, I'll give this on the clock here. All right, 9:15. Let's give ourselves a minute to brag.
Okay.
A minute to feel good.
All right, real quick. There's two things I want to point out, okay, really quick about how this works. So the awards are by station.
Yes.
They're not by network. So while Civic Media is like, hey, guys, get your stuff in, this is all by station. So the awards go to us, WFHR. If we win these awards, that's what we get. They get here. Second, the judging happens out of state.
Yes.
They send all the stuff to a different state. We don't know what it is. And all the staters listen, and they're the ones that choose the top three for each category, send it back and say, okay, these are our choices. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're dealing with here. So,
and there are people in the industry.
Yes, they are people in the industry.
But they're from other states.
Exactly.
And while just one thing, those are great notes, you guys. Again, this is why you guys are so good at this and why you are such a benefit to our station. It should be noted where we thought we were just in the running for these. That actually what we found out is we are in the top three.
Yep.
Right.
So all of these things that we're about to mention, not only us, but our good brothers and sisters out there that are working here at Civic Media that are also nominated, we're all walking away with something, at least a bronze medal.
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
We're all on the medal stand.
We have one. We're just going to find out what place we're in. Yeah.
Which is so cool.
I want to send a shout out for the best radio show nominated, Maggie Dawn Show, best continuing coverage, their old Ingram Show, two of my favorite people in this network, in this company. I love hearing from. Love that they are a part of the team. I'd like to get to know both of them a little bit more as well. We also want to send a shout out to
Mino and the Mayor.
We don't play at that show
Mino
here, so
Maynard.
Did want to send a shout out to them.
Still, good
Came
stuff.
Out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Chad Holmes got nominated for Best Interview, so a shout out to him.
We're up against him.
Yeah, that's right. And then there's us. So, in the category of Best Morning Radio Show, Mornings with WFHR.
You're listening right now.
Yeah.
There we are.
Best Radio Show, The Kitchen's Open.
Hey.
Woohoo!
Shout out, Mel. Best Continuing Coverage, PIFAs in Wausau, the coverage on that. And again, shout out,
That's
Melissa.
That's Melissa. Yeah.
Best Use of Audio in Radio News, Anti-Mask Resolution. Again,
that's Melissa.
Shout out, Melissa. I want to say for Best Specialty Programming, Seth Faces the Music.
Woohoo!
Big shout out to you on that one. Also for Best Specialty Programming, Director's Cut.
Yep.
Hey.
Seth is up against himself.
I am up against myself on that one. That's okay. I'm a winner two ways, man.
Yep. If you win for Seth Faces the Music, you get to do all the talking. If it's Director's Cut, I'll do all the talking.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm joking. Best Humorous Commercial or Underwriting Announcement, DoorWorks Voicemail. So
that's
the
Melissa.
DoorWorks ad. That's a fantastic
With
one.
Featuring James's voice and Pam's voice.
That's true. true. A couple other voices, yeah.
Best promotional announcement. Seth Faces the Music promo. One of my favorite promotions I've ever heard, commercials I've ever heard on the radio.
And I got to give James credit for submitting that one. I did not want to submit it. I didn't think it was that great. But that's, he's like, no, you got to do it.
So good.
I give you credit for that one, man.
It's so good.
That's the one where I'm like whispering behind you guys.
Yes, right? That is correct. Yeah.
I did that in one take.
Oh, really?
Really?
Nice.
Yeah.
I whipped that out in 5 minutes and sent it back to you.
That's fantastic. That's even cooler. And finally, best interview, director's cut, the interview Seth and I had with Mystery Science Theater's Mary Jo Peel.
Yes.
Woohoo.
So these are all...
And that's why that one's up against Chad Holmes. And he's like, I can't even be mad about it because I love her so much.
It's his favorite show. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Which is hilarious.
Awesome. That's fantastic. I do want to send a big thank you to the WBAs for this. Mm-hmm. This is easily one of the most humbling things to ever happen to our station.
Oh, absolutely.
I have to send a gigantic shout out to Civic Media and mm-hmm. in particular Sage Weil, who we wouldn't have even done this if they hadn't pushed us and everything. So a big, big thank you to them. We don't get to shout out our higher ups very often. We appreciate them. Appreciate at the same time. I say higher up, but they don't treat us that way.
No,
we got a great company here.
We do,
and we got some great people we get to work with. And I haven't been able to say that a lot in my life. I haven't gotten to say that a lot in my career. So I really do. I'm going to take that moment.
It's
when
different.
I can.
It's something
it's different,
different,
man. It's nice. Again, you can catch the whole entire event at the WBA's website, wibroadcasters.org, wi-broadcasters.org. Be sure to check it out this Saturday, everybody, and root on our team. This is your team. This is your hometown team. Just like you root for your Rafters, your River Kings. You should be rooting for us that way. That's us.
I'm trying. as you know, I'm not trying to be overly, you know, optimistic or anything. But there's one thing I do hope that I can do is one of those pictures with an armful of like awards.
Oh God, that'd be
just because
cool.
It would be, it'd be pretty cool. It'd be fun to do. Just saying,
that'd be pretty cool. That'd be awesome.
As a side note, I don't think they're live streaming the whole event. I think they're just live streaming the awards for Station of the Year and Radio. TV Station of the Year and Radio Station of the Year.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good to know. Good to know. Thank you for that, Melissa.
Because it said something in the email about, we don't know what time it will be because it depends on when things wrap up.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But with us up for winning 9 different things, you know, guys, we could be in the running for that.
Oh, yeah.
That is true.
That is true.
It's points. It's awarded by points.
Ooh.
Wow. And
wow.
And that is a good note to mention as well. Of all the radio stations, WFHR, biggest nominated.
Out of our network.
Civic Media.
Out of our network. Yeah, out of our network and everything. That's pretty darn cool, you
That's
guys.
Cool.
It is.
I hope everybody
spent more than a minute on congratulating ourselves, but well spoken, James.
Yes.
Well done.
Yeah.
And I want everybody in this this studio and everybody in a part of the WFHR team to take a victory lap on this one. And most importantly, I also want our advertisers to, and I want our listeners to.
Mm-hmm.
This is a team effort, and none of this happens without the other piece.
Absolutely.
We are all connected and we all make this work together. So
we
nice
do.
Work by everybody. We're going to take a quick time out, come back. We're going to talk local theater when we come back on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. That's what I need. I cannot believe you put this in the bumpers. Of all the bumper songs you can choose. If you are a child of the 80s, you know this one. You know, this was the most. This is one of the most quintessential 80s songs. Like as
it's got to be.
As far as the lyrics, I want to be rich. Like that just is the 80s. That was the 80s, man. That was so the 80s. Everything, image, money, all of that.
You better believe it.
Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Hope you're having a great, great Wednesday out there. Happy hump day, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks to the best listeners in radio.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, all the guests we've had on the show today. Appreciate all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of guests, we had Phil Hartley on earlier. Phil, a part of the cast of Rumors.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get to Rumors in a moment and how you can get tickets. I did want to spend a couple of minutes, though, on Wausau Community Theater.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be joined tomorrow, actually. Seth and I are going to be recording a director's cut with our good friend Amber, who is over at CWAC and works with Wausau as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about some great shows and great things that they have going on over there at Wausau. While we can.
Yeah.
Because Wausau Community Theater is in a financial struggle to stay afloat.
Mm-hmm.
During the pandemic, we lost a lot of community theaters, lot of local theaters. We are extremely fortunate here at WRCT, at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, right here in town, that we have... that we have a community that mm-hmm. has supported them.
Yep.
At the time, Tim Young, who was the executive director over there, I was really working closely with Tim during the pandemic and covering a lot of this stuff with him.
Right.
And I have, in few times, and we all know Tim pretty well, mm-hmm. few times in my life I have seen Tim more like on the verge of happy tears, Tim usually had something to say. He could talk, but a few times I saw him speechless. He was speechless when he saw that we were going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we found out early on in the pandemic we were going to be okay, because this community, while they could have had their season tickets returned to them, their money returned to them, they did not do that.
Mm-hmm.
Other community theaters were not as fortunate. The Wausau Community Theater is in financial struggles. I want to encourage people to go to BullsFallRadio.com, BullsFallRadio.com. There is a fantastic article on there by our good friend Brittany mm-hmm. Merlot, who did an amazing job on that article. Brittany, great job. Great reporter, by mm-hmm. the way. Does not get enough. We don't get to shout her out.
She doesn't just do the weather.
Yeah, yeah.
She does other stuff, too. Right.
She's very good at what she does.
Yep.
I appreciate the attention being brought to this.
Yeah.
Especially, I will bring this up until the end of time, or hopefully until it changes. Wisconsin finished last in the whole entire country in funding the arts.
Mm.
People keep saying, and especially politicians, we got to keep people in state. We got to keep our young people in state. How do we do that? Oh, no taxes. Let's do what Florida did. That seems to be working out wonderfully for them. let's do this. Let's do that. This does not take a lot of brain power. There are certain things you can do. We've mentioned childcare. We have mentioned a minimum wage going up and supporting the arts. And this isn't just me saying this as a creative. Like, I know it comes across a little biased. I get that. But you go ahead and look around at other countries that are doing, or other cities and states that are doing well. Yeah. They put into the arts. It's the same thing. Mayor Blazer and I have talked about this, about dogs. One of the biggest rises, every community that is growing in population, the overwhelming theme, dog friendly. Same thing with this. Overwhelming theme when it comes to coverage or you know, people moving to a state or people staying in a state or staying in a city. The arts. They have culture. They have arts. This is important.
Mm-hmm.
It's a community theater. It may not seem like a lot. It is an opportunity for people to not only get out those creative feelings and emotions and everything. It creates jobs. It betters the community tax wise. Mm-hmm. It adds to the economy of a city.
Quality of life.
Quality of life.
Quality of life.
A billion other things.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you can. We encourage you to do what you can to support local theaters wherever you live. And in particular, if you're in the Wausau area or around that area, we really appreciate you supporting their theater and helping them stay afloat and keep this going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's nothing, I got to say, there's nothing sadder than a community, especially the size of Wausau, that doesn't have a community theater. That seems really wrong to me. That seems like that should not be the case.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can find out more going to WausauCommunityTheater.org, WausauCommunityTheater.org. And we do encourage you to like their Facebook page as well. Keep mm-hmm. up to date on what they're doing over there with that.
Yes.
We're about to go to a news break. And one of the reasons that we fought to have live radio and to be here live is to be able to cover breaking news and be able mm-hmm. to talk about things when they are happening in the moment. And we do have police showing up to the UW-Madison campus with shields to break up the student protests that are going on right now. We will try to keep up to date on that and that coverage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They've arrested some people. Some people are being led away or detained. There's some pushing and shoving going on. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
People have the right to peaceful protests. That's part of our right as Americans.
Yes. Peaceful protests. Peaceful. We do. So we'll be keeping you up to date on this as best we can and covering it. And I appreciate that, Melissa. Nice notes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'll get to our news break. We'll come back and we'll talk some more on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Little Hall & Oates to play us in. I'm liking it. Got some 80s bumpers going on.
Yeah,
for
I know.
Us now.
I realized that. I got lots of 80s in there.
That's cool.
Some reason.
All right. I did want to send a shout out to our good friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's production of Rumors.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to remind everybody you can get your tickets for Rumors at wrctheater.org. They kick off their production this Friday.
Yes.
Right.
That's it for the year.
Night.
Wow.
They got shows on Friday, Saturday, 7 o'clock shows. And then they'll be back on the 9th, 10th, and 11th with 7 o'clock shows. On the 11th, they will have a 2 o'clock matinee.
Nice.
Awesome.
Enjoy yourself. Laugh along with the team at Rumors. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. And keep in mind, they've got a bunch of other great things going on over there. Mm-hmm. We're gonna have to talk more and more about some of the fun stuff they have going on
yeah.
over there. Looking forward to it. Right now, I've got a good one for us. Chores, homework, and your parents. These are some of the things that we deal with as a kid. And then there are some fun things that we deal with and that we miss, maybe. Here are the best answers from people online with the 15 things we miss about being a kid.
All right.
And we want audience participation.
Yes, we do.
715-424-2600, 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation, everybody. So we start from the top or the bottom. I can't see if this is exactly in chronological, you know,
or in any kind of order or
yeah.
not.
Let's start at the top.
Yeah,
we'll start right at the top. Not having to pay for anything.
Yes. It's a glorious thing.
Oh, the days.
The days when you don't have to worry about it. When, like, you have 10 bucks. And it's like all the money in the world. And it's like, wow, all the things I can buy with my... Not even buying the thing you want. It's just imagining all the things you could buy with it.
Well, and unrealistically.
Of course.
You know, I can buy the world with this
$10. I had the privilege the other weekend of seeing a young lady get a gift card that was that was a lot higher than I think that any of us have had really or anything.
Right.
And how excited she was and how like amazed she was. It was so cool to see. It's one of the greatest things about giving a birthday gift to a kid is not just that, but when it registers in their head what that means or anything. You know, it's kind of cool. It was really
That's really fun. Yeah.
Falling asleep in the car and magically waking up in bed.
That's a good one.
That never happened to me, but magically arriving at your destination.
Yeah.
Is
all of a sudden you're there. It's like no time passed at all.
Yeah, same here, Melissa. I deprived my parents of that, but I do remember waking up and all of a sudden you're in another town, another state or something.
Put your shoes on. We're at grandma's.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Your knees and back not act aching so darn much.
And not hurting, yeah.
You can like run into a wall and be fine. Yeah. Nothing. You're fine.
Yeah.
No pain at all.
Yeah. It was incredible how durable. It's still incredible how durable, you know, kids are.
Yeah.
Considering how fragile human beings are. Like, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But kids, they fall off, you know, playground equipment, get right back up, keep playing.
Keep going. Yeah.
We used to have a joke in our house about my little brother that he had a bowling ball head because you'd hear Nick's like feet like poonk. He'd like fall and get right back up and keep going. Like
your poor mother.
I think I had a similar issue too when I was a kid too. Big
well,
head.
That explains so much.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Not having to figure out what to cook every day. Oh, yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
See, now, you may not like what you're having for supper, but you didn't have
to
worry
have to
about
do it.
And you have to make it? Yeah. I mean, come on.
Not knowing how insane the world is, or at least didn't have to worry about it because the adults were in charge.
That's right. Blissfully unaware. Blissfully unaware.
Now we know.
Maybe the kids should be in charge. I don't know. Maybe we should try that.
Sorry to go serious here for a second, but I don't know how much that exists anymore.
What's that?
For kids. That they're not caught up in the world. And that's a lot of adults' problem. That's a lot of to blame adults for that one.
Right.
Because we wear so much of this stuff on our sleeve. And when the news is on and you're yelling and barking at the news, the newscaster can't hear you, but your kids can.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're understanding and learning more and more. Well, not understanding. They're getting no context.
Exactly.
With any of this.
Yep. Yep.
So it's important. They're listening. They're sponges.
Yes.
Those brains are sponges. How we let these things affect us It's I don't do this very often, but there is something to be said for the old Gary Cooper, you know, a strong silent type at times in life. And that got overblown and it was overdone too much to a degree. But there are moments in society and in life I do think that is called for. You know, one of these things that we learn as parents early on, your kid falls and hurts themselves. The last thing you can afford to do is, oh my God, your leg is bleeding. Oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
You can't panic.
No.
Right.
You can't panic.
Hey, we're going to take care of this. It's going to be okay. Look at me. Look at me. Yeah, it's all right. Everything's cool. Like, that's what you do.
Yeah.
How we let the news affects us, it affects them too.
Well,
and then they take that and can use it as a weapon against other kids their age.
Yes.
Yeah, it happens all.
Yes,
it happens
exactly.
On a lot of levels, at a lot of ages and a lot of grades.
Right.
Summer break. Like, yeah.
Get 3 months off.
Oh, my God.
Not bad.
I will add on to that Christmas break.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always looked forward to Christmas break. Like, there was something about that.
I'm with
was
you, man.
So
see
exciting.
So much family.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about a grandma and grandpa's.
Mm-hmm.
Your evenings and weekends are wide open. yeah, for a certain point. I think once you start getting into, the higher grades.
Yeah, we have homework and stuff. Yeah.
For anyone middle-aged and up, not feeling pressured to be in constant contact. Before social media and smartphones, it was simpler times with that.
You know? Right, exactly, yeah.
Not true for kids now.
No.
Not really.
Let's go ahead and see what's on your mind. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, I remember as a kid, we used to stay outside until the streetlights came on, and we never, ever worried about anything bad happening to us.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
appreciate that, sir. I miss that for kids. I never experienced that. That's
right.
That's two Americas. Where I'm from, that was not the case.
No.
But I appreciate that. I want more of that for our society.
Exactly.
I'd love to see more of that.
That's something that all children should feel, right? That's where we should be, right?
And growing up in the country, you know, we didn't have streetlights, but we got to play in the woods until Mom blew the car horn to call us home.
Oh, wow. She blew a car horn. Oh, that's awesome.
Well, that's the only way we'd hear it. Miles away.
Wow, I wouldn't have thought of that.
Oh, you know,
that's really cool.
I felt like it as a kid.
I grew up in the country, too, in the woods. And I'm trying to think, you know, as I know as dangerous as James, where you were, you know, your environment where you grew up, I was like, you know, but there's some things I did, too. It's like, how far did I go in the woods and didn't get lost? I don't know how I did that sometimes, you know.
Man,
eventually you find your way home.
Yeah.
Seth, we would jump from one high rise to another. What the what, man? How am I still here? How? I'm a klutz, by the way. Like, I have huge, gigantic feet that easily could have gotten caught at any moment.
Yeah,
I don't know. I have to. Heck, out here, it wasn't much better. We jumped on trains, which these are things you should never do.
Never do.
I am extremely fortunate to be here. Being spoiled rotten by your parents or grandparents.
It depends on your parents or grandparents.
I don't know how many of us got to experience that one.
But. Yeah, depending on your situation.
I will say grandparents. Like for a lot of us that don't have them, you know, just knowing, just there's something about having grandparents.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're just that.
And maybe not spoiled rotten, but, you know, the special things that you got only when you were at grandma's house.
Yeah.
Or the special times. Like for me, it was fishing with my grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
Those things, you always remember that stuff, yeah.
I joke about my mom being my biggest fan and my harshest critic and stuff. My nana and papa, just my biggest fans.
Yeah.
Just period. Like half the confidence I have in this world is from them.
That's nice that you could get that from them.
So in
your parents have to be a certain way. Grandparents, they could just,
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sugar them up and send them home.
Yep.
Being oblivious to how dysfunctional your family was. I don't think that was a lot of us. Again, kids are sponges. I think kids pick up on a lot more than they might realize.
Right. And like my father-in-law loves to say, all families are dysfunctional. It's just a matter of degree.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's the truth.
Good line.
Very good line. Your home feeling much roomier, either because it was a house or you're in an apartment now or because you were just smaller.
Smaller. Exactly.
Yeah.
Everything seemed bigger when you were little.
Was the... there was a great sketch with Lily Tomlin on a big chair.
Oh, Ernestine.
I always think of that when I think of things like that. Those pre-teenage years when you weren't insecure yet. You ever see a grade schooler dress themselves? Do you think that they worry if
no
they're matching or
at all.
If they're wearing something that's cool or anything like
nope.
that?
They like, just like what's ever colorful, you know, or whatever it is. Yeah,
oh, I love it. It's great. I love it.
Wearing the same outfit multiple days in a row.
But oh yeah,
refuse to take it off.
Yep.
One of my favorite things in the world was watching my kids dress themselves. like that sounded bad. But picking out their clothes and everything.
I'm with you, man.
So much fun. Naps. Just naps. Oh, well, how about and that carton of milk you got in preschool?
Like yeah. That, honorable mention there. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
there's a different excitement as an adult compared to when you're a kid for birthdays and like Christmas and Hanukkah and that kind of thing. So that excitement, that kind of feeling is one of the bigger things that people miss. And wrapping up, unless you audience members have anything out there, you guys want to add anything to it, wrapping up the list, the world was your oyster. Your whole life was ahead of you, so it felt like you could do anything. And you've still got the rest of your life ahead of you. It's just a little bit harder to feel, hopeful sometimes or that you can pull off this or pull off that. But I push back on all of that.
Yes.
And whatever you want to do, whatever you're trying to accomplish, I think that there are plenty of room for that. You are only as old as you feel. An old dog can learn new tricks. Does the dog want to learn?
I got one. Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah. That was the one I wanted to go
with. That
was
the special time for kids.
Yes.
Just for kids, right? Because, it was very cynical. I mean, you're trying to get them to buy toys and cereal and stuff like that. I get it. But that was just for you. Your mom and dad were not interested in this. And they wanted to sleep in anyway. So let's go watch cartoons on Saturday morning. That was our time to be kids, you know.
Oh, it was so great.
Yeah.
And parents loved it because if they were lucky, they got to sleep in a little bit.
A little bit on Saturday.
Because we controlled ourselves. We got ourselves cereal or whatever. And, they had a mess to clean up probably. But,
it's a teaching moment.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a good point, Melissa, because that's how I learned how to make breakfast pretty much from my sister and I was doing that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
I will throw in there, throughout their honorable mention, playing sports with your friends. Like there was something about being able to do like activities with your friends after school or during recess something like that. I was not good. Wherever I moved, I was never good at making friends. It was always difficult for me to. Sports gave me that avenue. Sports broke the ice for me with people.
Right.
As soon as kids saw I was fast, it's like, oh, okay. And even put him on it, and that. And all of a sudden, people knew my name, and all of a sudden, I started having friends. And this is the first area I was able to do that in. I never had that anywhere else. That's a big one.
Yeah, like a pickup game.
Yes.
You have a ball, two people, that's all you needed to play catch.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't matter what the ball was. You could just throw it back and forth.
Yeah.
I would throw out there kind of ancillary to that, being able to do outside, like sledding, not worrying about hurting yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You're fearless, you know? Yeah.
I don't know that I would go sledding now. I would think about, okay, well, is it soft? Is it going to be hard? Am I going to bounce a whole lot? Because if I bounce a whole lot, I'm probably going to get hurt. I'm going to have bruises.
I don't even know. Think
about that stuff as a kid.
I don't even know if people sled on it anymore, but for many years, there was a hill over here in Rapids called Bloody 07 that people went to and all that. And I remember going on that. I was in my early 20s when I did it. I'm still healing from it. I'm so with you on this, Melissa. But the last time I passed that, I thought about it, like, oh, God, it'd be cool to go sledding again. And everything.
Oh.
I did not think of this. Thank you, Melissa. You just saved my tailbone.
Yes. I broke my arm sledding.
Oh, did
I broke my arm sledding, and like 2 weeks later, I'm sledding with my cast on.
We would build ramps, because
I went off a jump, Melissa. That's how it happened.
When we were kids in our front yard, we had small hills. One hill was bigger than the other hill, but on the small hill, we would build jumps because you can't get going very fast on a small hill.
You need something
to jump off of.
That's funny. That's so good. We will keep this going. If you guys have any you want to add, go ahead and call up and join the conversation. For now, we'll come back with talking. We've got an exciting conversation coming up for you, coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour with nothing but fun. We got some good things to get to. Want to remind you to stick around. Matt and Air on the air coming up. Stick around for Jane.
Yeah.
So I can't help myself. One of the things that came up when prepping for the show today was this idea of the unbreakable sports records, Seth, that I find just fascinating and really interesting. Like what records would never be broken, like Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game or Cal Ripken's consecutive game streak. Right. These are just fascinating things, aren't they, Melissa?
So fascinating.
Yes, yes.
She sounded distant in several ways there.
That was just a way for me to kind of tee up the conversation. When was the last time you were in a conversation that was so boring that you couldn't get out of?
Nice.
Because Melissa has to.
Sometimes.
She's got another 10 minutes. She's got to put up with me. Yeah, she's got to listen to me. I can't imagine how many times that happens to her.
A lot in life.
This is our feature That Ain't Right story for the day. It's basically the percentage of people that are regularly trapped in boring conversations and how to slip out of them.
Ooh.
A new poll asked people how often they get bored during conversations, and almost half of us, 46%, say it happens sometimes. Another 31% say rarely, and 5% claim they never get bored. On the flip side, that's kind of encouraging.
That's cool.
On the flip side, 10% say that they usually get bored when talking to others, and another 4% say that they always do. Wow. That's interesting.
They must be a thrill.
Yeah, right? Yeah. good luck trying to get them to listen.
Yeah, exactly.
When we do get stuck in full conversations, we're not all great at wiggling out. 13% of people said that they think that they're better than most at slipping away. 16% say they are the worst at it. And 45% say that they are just as stuck as the rest of us.
All right.
For what it's worth, when people were asked how often they think the other person in the conversation is bored, the numbers were basically the same as the times they are bored.
Oh, man.
That's kind of interesting.
That is fascinating, actually.
Kind of interesting.
You're the one with the boring conversation.
What I also kind of find interesting about this is, you know, we talk all the time about how society's this and society's that and all that stuff. There are certain things that I remain intact. One of them is our politeness to strangers at times. I'm not saying we always do this, but how often somebody asks you, hey, come on in, and we're busy, we got other things to do or whatever, but we do because, well, it's the polite thing to do. We don't want to seem rude. How many things we do in society just because we're afraid of a stranger thinking we're rude?
Mm.
That I actually put a little hope into.
Yeah,
I think that that's pretty cool. It's a lot better than the alternative. And it gives you a little, I would think, maybe I'm grasping at straws here a little bit, but I do think that it gives a little bit of hope about society. We still have this intact. We experience this as human beings every day, almost every day. And we do this for others sometimes.
Kindness to strangers.
Right. I honestly.
Helping somebody when they need it.
Yeah, I think we can't function without it.
Yeah.
Honestly, we have to be able to do that. And it's, you said something earlier, James, about, you know, being that, you know, that way this is kind of one of those things where we're in order for us to, you know, maybe that's time to be silent. Maybe it's time not to be overreactive, not to be over emotional. I think there are times for that. And being just, being polite in society, that's an important thing. I really do. I really believe that.
Remembering that you have two ears and one mouth for a reason.
I've been saying it for a while. Your ears are next to your shoulders for a reason. They're there to listen. They're there to be there. You always say, hey, put your head on my shoulder. Hey, lean on my shoulder. Lean on me. That's where the ears are, right there next to the shoulders for a reason. It also would look really weird if they were in another place. That part, too.
I can't imagine shoulders anywhere else.
No, I can't really.
They're kind of good where they are.
Or ears, like right in the middle of your forehead.
That'd be really weird. Let's go. And hats never work. Hats would look different.
Like, they'd still be hats, but they look different.
We really are perfectly designed for hats. We really are. We really are.
That's why.
It's so bad.
We need to make a comeback.
Let's take a look at some good stories of the day. And one of them, of course, is our schedule. As I said before, stick around. Matt and Air on the Air coming up. You should join Jane for her show. Also today during Midday Magazine from 3 to 4, Sheriff Sean Becker going to be joining us from the Wood County Sheriff's Department. We'll also have our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media in. Mm-hmm. Of course, there was a recent scam that has been coming out of the, you know, and some other things to talk about with Sheriff Becker. Looking forward to that conversation. Also, Bucks basketball on your radio. I'm sorry, baseball on your radio dial possibly tonight. Possibly.
If all the weather works out, the game was supposed to be on Thursday. They moved it up to today because of the worse weather that's supposed to be on Thursday. So 4:30 tonight on WIRI, we've got Marshfield versus Wisconsin Rapids. Rivalry game, everybody. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tune in for that. Mike's got the call on that. I'm working the board. Right around 4:30 is when we're starting the pregame.
Should be good. Yep. And looking forward to that. Looking forward to covering high school baseball all season long. Looking forward to covering the rafters all season long.
Yeah.
Reminder to everybody out there, we have 2024 pocket schedules right here at WFHR for the rafter season.
Right in your pocket if you have them.
I did say 2024. I didn't say 2022-24, did I?
You said 2024.
We don't have that schedule yet. We don't have that one. We got the 2024 ones. We got those.
22-24. Wow. He's 200 years in the future.
Keep in mind,
and
we
the
are
Raptors
the
are still here.
Still going to be here. We'll still be covered.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll still be playing them. They'll still be right here on WFHR as that's they right. always have been. Join us all season long for great Raptor baseball. Season kicks off on May 27th. Also kicking off today is No Mo May.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
Keep that in mind, everybody. You can find out more about the details of this event by going to wirapids.org. Just a little note here. The city has designated some spots on the city property to leave unmowed. 20th Street between 2 Mile and Griffith Avenue. 16th Street over there, Whitrock Avenue, around the Stormwater Pond on 16th and 2 Mile. Robinson Park, the ball fields and spectator areas. Sandlot Park and McMillan Memorial Library.
Very cool.
Encourage you all to you know, support each other with this one, whether you are participating or not. You know, don't be a jerk, basically.
just leave it alone.
Leave it alone. A couple of other quick notes. Want to remind everybody, coming up next Tuesday, May 7th at 5:15, our friends at Family Natural Foods have a great presentation going on. True Grace is going to be there, local Wisconsin company. Learn about a new Wisconsin brand focused on innovation, whole foods, mushrooms, and quality supplements.
Nice.
Find out more by visiting our friends over at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Be sure to get your tickets for Rumors at wrctheater.org. Go ahead and do that, wrctheater.org. Get your team together for the United Weekend event. This is your last day to get a team registered that will get you nominated for the Craft River tickets.
Yes.
You can still send in team names and stuff, but today's the last day to get in on those.
Team.
Yep.
Or sponsor team. Thank you, Melissa. Contact our good friend Ben, 421-0390, 421-0390, or ben@uwswac.org. Be sure to keep up to date on all the things United Way is doing at uwswac.org. And I was mentioning our schedule earlier. Keep in mind, everybody, a little bit later today at 6:30, right here at WFHR, the 3rd Congressional District Democratic Primary Candidate Forum, right live and direct from La Crosse Student Union Theater.
Yeah, that first one was really great. Lots of great information. Yeah,
it was. They really talked in depth about their platform and why they're running and what they hope to accomplish while they're in, you know, if they win the election.
Exactly. Good stuff.
Yeah. And we have to put the spotlight on and send a very, very special shout out to our good friend, our wonderful listener, Diane.
Oh, yes.
Did she bring cookies?
She was back yesterday. Yep.
Melissa, they got almost the chocolate chip ones got like, I don't know, maybe it's just in my head. They got like almost a mint taste to them.
Ooh,
like they're so
chips.
Good. Like Diane always makes good cookies. These are a little above and beyond. These are pretty darn good. Diane is a perfect example of you all out there and all the things you have done for us over the years. It never gets old to us.
Never.
It never stops humbling us. We can't thank you enough. And I cannot stress enough how much I mean what I was saying earlier about the WBA awards. Whatever shakes out on Saturday, I want every one of our listeners to pat on the back and to take a leap on that one too.
Yep. Couldn't agree with you more, man.
We appreciate the great show out of you two. Have a great week, the rest of you.
You too.
And we will talk to you sooner than later. Be good to each other.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.